Let's break broken English with GFN. Today, we talk about name card. Hi, Jinsu. It's good to see you again.
You too, Nate. How is your winter going?
Pretty good. I had a great Christmas, and believe it or not, my New Year's resolutions are still going strong. How about you?
I'm good too. This year, I wanted to start something new, and it worked out because my friend is starting a new business, and he asked me to help him out when I have free time.
So, what's the first step?
Today, I'm gonna pick up his new name cards for him.
New name cards? What kind of business is this? Maybe event planning, I guess?
No, nothing like that.
I was thinking maybe you had to get some name cards to use for a seating arrangement at a wedding reception or maybe conference of some kind.
No, not at all. Name cards are for him to give potential customers. His name card has all his important contact information like phone number, email, website, and all the other stuff. I'm sure you know what a name card is, Nate.
I think you're talking about his new business cards. That's pretty exciting.
Name card and business card. This usually have on it your information and how to contact you, like your name, title or position, phone number, and email.
Taking a look back in the month of February in Korean history with GFN. The Japan-Korea Protocol of August 1905 was made in 1905 on February 23rd. This treaty granted permission to Japanese vessels to navigate coastal and inland waters of Korea and asserted that the Emperor of Korea and Japan were empowered to negotiate and to agree upon the specific language of the proposed bilateral treaty. This alleged treaty was contrived during a coercive process, and Koreans actively sought to invalidate the unwanted consequences by presenting evidence to the international community. On February 8, 1919, a group of young Koreans released and read the February 8 Independence Proclamation in a Christianity Youth Center in Tokyo. The proclamation was written that the Joseon Empire is an independent sovereignty and should be free from Japanese occupation and violence, and also reported on the brutality of Japanese colonial rule in Korea. February in history, GFN takes a look into Korean independence fighters' struggle for the lost sovereignty of Korea as a nation.
GFN 98.7 FM in Gwangju and 93.7 FM in Yeosu. The time is 9 p.m.